Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Today, I'm going to continue the discussion of bone health that I started last week. This is quite an important issue because current statistics show that in those over age 50, about half of women and one-third of men have significantly decreased bone density, making them vulnerable to a number of structural problems. If interventions are started early enough, many of those problems can be prevented. Nutritionally, calcium and vitamin D3 are recommended the most often. Last week, I encourage thinking outside of that box by using whole bone foods such as bone broth. These can have many other factors that bones benefit from. Today, I'm also going to go out on a limb and recommend that our hips, arms, and spines benefit from another vitamin that most people don't even think about. It's variously known as vitamin K2, vitamin F, and Dr. Weston Price's X factor or activator X. The importance of this vitamin stems from its deficiency in most Americans' diets. While animals and humans that consume vitamin K-rich foods can convert some vitamin K1 to vitamin K2 in the body, the process is not terribly efficient in humans, and generally requires some diet changes or supplementation to get the best results. Vitamin K1, found abundantly in greens such as asparagus, broccoli, lettuce, and spinach, is primarily considered a blood clotting factor. Vitamin K2, on the other hand, has been found in the fatty tissues and products of those animals that eat plenty of greens. In other words, vitamin K2 can be readily found in good old-fashioned cheeses, butters, meats, and free-range eggs. Unfortunately, modern methods often result in products that miss K2 as an ingredient. So why is vitamin K2 so important? One of its main functions is activating the protein called osteocalcin that moves calcium into our bones and away from soft tissues like arteries and kidneys. In other words, while vitamin D3 is helpful in bringing calcium from the food in our guts into the bloodstream, the vitamin K2 is useful in helping send that calcium where we prefer it to be. The K2 benefits can be improved bone density and decreased risks of calcified arteries or kidney stones. Researchers are also speculating that it may play an important role in reversing arterial calcification and reduce the risk of prostate cancer. While vitamin K2 came to light in the late 1920s, research relating to it is still ongoing. Stay tuned, as there's still much more to be discovered.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.